It's City Desk, news and views from City Hall, Biloxi. Now the host of our program, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. Here's Mr. Creel.
Hello, William Sackett. We're glad to be here for another edition of the City Desk podcast. We are recording this program on Thursday, December 15th at 10:32 in the morning here at Biloxi City Hall. We've had a lot of activity and progress made in East Biloxi concerning our infrastructure project. It's been in the news a lot over the years, so we thought it would be a good opportunity to have the program manager here, the project manager. This is someone Mayor Fofo Gilich hired in June of 2016. So he's been on the job about 6.5 months, and he's here today to give us a report on how things are going. Good morning, Walt A. Rohde.
Good morning, gentlemen. Glad to be here.
Well, we're going to ask you some big questions. Now, Mayor Gilich hired you. Tell us a little bit about Walt A. Rohde, because I know that you had a program, you did this kind of work out in the private sector, so this was nothing new to you. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, I grew up here on the Gulf Coast. Father was a CB out at the Navy base. I grew up in Gulfport, have a degree in civil engineering, and after Katrina had hit, I had the opportunity to come back home and help rebuild the Gulf Coast. After a short period of time assisting our state agency, MEMA, went out and started my own company for a program in project management. And the opportunity came up to assist the city with their infrastructure work, which I'm very familiar with, both the funding requirements and on the construction aspects.
So tell me, you took over the oversight of this project 6.5 months ago. If somebody just asked you, okay, Walt, tell me about the project. So I'm going to say, okay, Walt, tell me about this big project, particularly what we call the North Contract.
Well, the North Contract is a $122 million project, and it's basically from Forest Avenue, which is the east side of Keesler Gate, all the way out to 6th Street on the far east side by the point. It entails the areas north of the road tracks to Back Bay. It's a very substantial amount of water, sewer, drainage, and road work to be done. Like I mentioned earlier, it's a $122 million project, and it's funded through the FEMA Public Assistance Grant.
Well, the big thing I would want to know is this. If I'm coming into Biloxi and I see these roads in East Biloxi, why on earth is every road in East Biloxi, I understand about 55 miles of them, why are they all torn up at the same time?
At some point in the past, there was a decision made by the parties that were here to allow the contractor to mill up the roads and put in water mains throughout the project to expedite construction. At the time, I guess it was thought that'd be a wise decision. I wasn't there. Things have been a little bit more difficult. Maybe some of the ideas at that time should have been challenged, but currently we are where we are. And at this point, the only way to get through is to move forward.
The other thing I've heard from time to time is that the contractor says, well, we had to stop work here, and because of the design wasn't right, we had to move over there, and the design was wrong over there too. Is there credence to a lot of this stuff, or what can you say about that?
Well, I would say with a $122 million project, you always got to expect when you're doing infrastructure work in an area that's already been built out over centuries that you're going to run into design issues, and that's just standard, industry standard. Every contractor that bids on a project is experienced with dealing with those issues. There have been some design issues. Our design teams are correcting those, and they're staying ahead of the contractor. And the other benefit to this project is because it's such a massive area, the contractor has sufficient areas to work to keep all their crews active.
We had a guy, and he's still working on it, Jimmy Lane's working on Pops Ferry Road out there, the widening project. I know you know Jimmy Lane, always wearing that white hat, that white cowboy hat. He told me that it's one thing to find a mechanic to fix your car, but it's another thing to find a mechanic who can work on your car when it's running. And that's what you're doing in East Biloxi, aren't you?
That's correct. And You know, it's when we have rain, we're going to always have these challenges until we get pavement down. We've got more rain forecasted for next week, later in the week. But the contractor is going to try to put some more asphalt down for us the week of Monday, December 19th. And as I said previously, the only way for us to get through it at this point is to continue to charge ahead.
One thing people forget is that, and it serves us well, I think, to remind them, is that here in Biloxi, just like the other cities along the Gulf of Mexico, we are tidally influenced. When we have a high tide, they can pump water anywhere they want to, but it's going to come right back. You had an instance, or we all had an instance, where we had 3 inches of rainwater about a week ago. And, man, everybody was mad, but Cecilia Dobbs-Walton, our public affairs manager, took specialists, taking my job, took a picture down on Highway 90 that showed Highway 90 was underwater. I guess my point here is y'all just had some rain. It was only like 1 inch, but, man, it just seemed to me like there were a lot of people out there and a lot of action was taken.
That's right. After the heavy rain a couple weeks ago, the 3 inch, we notified the contractor if we wanted some better expectations, more pumps and getting the motor graders out there early before traffic commute so we can get some of these bumps and divots out of the way early. The contractor did do this with the last rain. I would like to see a few more motor graders and box blades from the contractor, but you know, they realize it and they're efforting as we go forward to keep the traveling public moving smoothly.
Speaking of their efforting efforts, and I know you love that word, efforting, they did some work over on Forest Avenue, which is a main entrance into Keesler Air Force Base.
That's correct. The contractor installed water main along the west side of Forest Avenue between Judge Sekul and Lafayette Streets, and we advised the contractor that Keesler, we are bound to Keesler. We take care of Keesler. Keesler takes care of Biloxi. And we reached out to the contractor and told them we have to make safe, smooth passage for our Keesler access on Forest Avenue. And our contractor went and used their own funds to put down temporary pavement so we can have that access to the gate.
You tell me Lafayette, which is right around where that gate is, I think at Meadows there. But, man, when I look at that, it looks like they went all the way down to Division Street.
Yes, they carried it all the way from Lafayette all the way to just south of Division, almost to Judge Sekul.
That was a pretty good job. I know one of the big backbones of this project is Division Street, and it just seems like once they get that Division Street done, everything moves out from there. What's the status of that?
Well, right now, the contractor east of Lee Street, the contractor is working on the adjacent roads north and south of Division to get those paved and to get some access from Division to Back Bay and to Esters and all the way down to 90. In the meantime, the work on Division Street east of Lee has been held up temporarily while AT&T has put their fiber optic from underground to overhead for our benefit. Now, as part of that, AT&T is a big organization and they have to structure and schedule construction to come in. And where we initially stood with AT&T was they were not going to be complete until late January of next year. And we reached out to them, and AT&T has responded. And they're going to be complete before the end of December. In fact, I was just told today at a progress meeting that they may be complete by end of next week, weather permitting. So AT&T stepped up big for the city to move that out of the way.
You had to be real happy once you saw blacktop all along Back Bay Boulevard. And why is that so important?
Well, it's like we've been talking about. It's to give relief to our residents and to have a smooth road from all the way from, basically from Forest Avenue all the way to Oak Street. It provides an alternative route, hopefully to get some traffic off of Division where we can. And it's just another step, a big step, in showing progress of this construction project.
Okay, we've heard a lot about it. Oh, now, what would you tell people is going to come next? I guess that Division Street thing is going to be the next big milestone, and they're doing, let's be honest, they're doing a half a dozen neighborhood streets in the next week when you consider Old Bayview back there by the old brick house, and I think Garrick and Bo, several of them down in East Biloxi, the list is on our website, and then Division Street would be the next big thing people are going to see?
Well, right now the contractor has committed to continuing to work their forces on the roads east of Lee Street, the north and south roads. Then they'll begin to work again on Division. At this time, I believe the contractor is going to hit all the north and south roads first and then you get Division complete right after. We still have some drainage to put in, but getting the north and south roads, I think, are going to be a big deal because that's where your residences are, you know, and that will help a lot of people out, we believe.
Speaking of residents, I know that we have detailed in minutia, in some cases, all of the issues we've had with this north contract. There's going to come a day and time, Walt Rohde, when you're going to be moving south of the tracks. I know Mayor Gilich has made some public pronouncements about how that's going to go. What do you have to say to those people who are living south of the tracks that are just fearing the day they're going to see Walt Rohde in their neighborhood?
Well, hopefully they won't fear seeing me. What we're doing is we're developing new contract requirements for the south contract, in which the contractor is going to be limited to working in one area at a time. The south contract's broken into seven areas, and we're limiting how long they can expose a road to no more than 14 days. If they can't get actively working it, then they have to repave it. They have to complete 75% of their utilities before they can go to the next adjacent area. Unless there is a design issue, then they can submit a request to the city, and we will respond in a written request whether they can or not.
I know you and Mayor Gilich have been talking about this, about how to tackle this next phase. What's the thinking on when we're going to go forward? I think we need to advertise it and so forth.
That's correct. Right now, our biggest push to start the south is actually coming from our funding agencies, MEMA and FEMA. They want to see the funds getting spent and the infrastructure getting repaired. At this time, we're looking to probably advertise mid-February is what we're shooting for. It'll be a 60-day advertisement. It's going to be a big project. We're looking at $90 million plus projects, so it's going to be almost equal in size to the north contract. So preferably, if we had our wishes, it would be to start the south contract, in my opinion, a little bit later. But the funding sources said you need to get moving, so we're going to get moving.
What advice do you have? What's your words to the people who are right now in the north contract? Not only the people who are living there, but the people who are traveling those roads. And I'm betting one of the first words is patience.
Well, that is a good word, and like I say, be careful to if you ask for it, because you'll be tested. I would say the best advice is, look, we're halfway into it, almost literally halfway into it. We're about 52% complete with money and 59% on time. We're halfway through. At this point, there's nothing to do but to continue forward. Any efforts to slow or stop the project will just delay and deny the benefits to the residents. And I guess the final thing is, to the residents and people of Biloxi, the best source of accurate information in a timely fashion is to go to your councilman directly. They will speak to the administration and the administration to me. Your council members, especially Councilman Gines and Councilman Lawrence, are going to have the most accurate and timely information possible because they can reach directly to me.
And I think that the most accurate place for people to look for information is the information Walt Rohde's given us and we're putting out there on that city website. And I cannot thank you enough for all of the calls and the text messages that you send us. What's been your biggest surprise since you took this job 6.5 months ago that you're still here?
No. I don't think the mayor would have invested in me but I think the biggest surprise is actually the amount of other engineer firms and people come up to me and they always comment about, you know, how difficult this is. I've got an outstanding staff of Biloxi team members with me, Sarah Harris, Mary Williams, Jamie Gatlin, and Neil Schaefer as provider inspectors. They're top-notch. I mean, they're just excellent people. They do the lion's share of the heavy lifting. I get to speak before council and on this, but really that's where the people that really do the work are, and they're just outstanding. I've done construction for over 20 years now, construction and project management. This is just part of it, and we're going to be successful. We got a good team with us.
So you're saying that staff is where the where the rubber meets the dirt road. I'm terrible. Okay, if anybody has a question for Walt Rohde, they can email him at WRODE@Biloxi.ms.us. And any kind of question he has, Walt, I want to thank you for being here this morning.
Thank you for inviting me. I look forward to these every time.
We're going to have you on again. Cecilia Dobbs-Walton, give me a quick idea about what we have going on this weekend. Special needs.
Well, this weekend, Friday, we have a special needs Christmas dance, which will be, for again, this Friday from 6 to 9 at the Donald Snyder Community Center. It's open to all individuals with physical and mental disabilities. And they just request if you just bring one unwrapped gift, no more than $10 of value as an admission, and just enjoy the evening. There will be music, there will be goodies and some door prizes, so a lot of fun to have and to celebrate Christmas, for individuals with physical and mental disabilities and their family members and friends to come out and enjoy the event.
Did you have anything else you want to talk about? Just say no.
No.
Okay, she shakes her head. This William, how do you think she did? It looked like we threw her for a loop.
That's all right. A deer in headlights is always good when you're in the middle of broadcasting. And ladies and gentlemen, we do truly want to thank our special guest today and remember in retrospect two important dynamics, and that is, A, we live on a peninsula, and number two, you're looking at an infrastructure that's well over 100 years old. So they are doing a fantastic job, but think of the finished product. Wonderful. You have been listening to City Desk with your host, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. This is William Sackett speaking.